Remedy, one of the activists who's been living in an ancient redwood tree in Freshwater, California, was under attack earlier today. 2 weeks ago, Pacific Lumber, the company responsible for logging the old-growth trees, issued a series of warnings to the tree-sitters in an attempt to extract them from their leafy homes. This morning, Pacific Lumber decided to take action. Remedy also took action, tightening her grip on the tree and refusing to give up on the fight to save the forest.
I've got multiple sheriff's vehicles on the ground. Multiple sheriff's deputies are here. Pacific Lumber is here blocking off the road, and they have a climber here that is getting ready to come up and try to get me out of this tree. Generally, the tactics that they use could be considered torture. They use pain compliance on people 200 feet above the ground, bend people's thumbs back to get them to comply. They tie people's hands behind their backs, 200 feet above the ground so that they are completely helpless, lower them down in a very dangerous way. Safety is not their protocol, even though that's what they're always saying. No, that's their goal, but it obviously isn't. They create very dangerous situations just by coming up here, so that's what's about to happen today. And they announced earlier, about 20 minutes ago, that they have the right to completely block off this public road. Not even residents can get through here. Last I heard, there was two people locked down near the base of the tree. One of them is a grandmother, school teacher. This is real serious. This isn't just a bunch of dready hippies, forest defenders up here trying to save the last of the ancient redwoods being cut down. So this, these are real people. There's, people that have jobs, that own property, and it's unfortunate the people that own neighboring property to Pacific Lumber Company and Maxam, because they're having their houses flooded on a very regular basis at this point. So they're locked down to try to prevent this tree from being taken down. They're also trying to prevent my life support, my platform, everything I use to stay warm and safe and dry up here. Try to prevent that stuff from being cut down, try to prevent me from being taken down. And it's kind of like the first line of defense down there. About 10 minutes ago, they moved out a lot of our ground support people. So mainly who's on the ground right now are sheriffs and Pacific Lumber Company and the climbers. And this is one of the last ancient redwoods left in the world. And so I do not plan on complying with these people. I plan on nonviolently resisting them to the best of my ability. And, hopefully I will prevail and they will not be able to take me down. There's a lot of people that are rallying kind of as close as they can get to the tree here, which is farther back down the road. I don't know how much of the road they have blocked off, but it looks like certainly this immediate area is blocked off to traffic. They stop every car that goes by that tries to get through, but they were letting media in. I'm not sure even if they're allowing the media to see this. What they do is so dangerous that I'm sure that they really don't want any footage of it being taken. So a Pacific Lumber security guard, a nonviolent tree sitter, cutting the rope that goes up into the tree and cutting his hand in the process. So that's dangerous on two counts. Well, because he caused physical harm to the person, and then secondly, because it's just outrageously dangerous to cut the person's rope. I mean, if they can't get back down to the ground, how are they supposed to be safe in the tree? Their constant line is that they're so concerned about everybody's health and safety, but yet the way that they clear cut the forest, poison the land and the water with herbicides mixed with diesel fuel. They screw up people's drinking water. In the watershed just south of here, Pacific Lumber has had to deliver their agricultural and drinking water to these people for years because they have completely trashed their water supply. So, and they just continue to get away with it. Maxam Pacific Lumber has racked up over 300 violations against the Endangered Species Act, the Forest Practices Act, the Clean Water Act, and still they're allowed into the woods with chainsaws. If there's anything more crazy and undemocratic and just absolutely wrong than that, I don't know what it is. The district attorney here, Paul Gallegos, filed a $250 million lawsuit against them for fraudulent business practices, lying about their sustained yield plan, lying about the fact that they clear cut on steep and unstable slopes, and he's trying to fine them for $2,500 per tree, and there's 100,000 trees that are in question that are on these steep slopes holding up the hillsides that they're cutting. So it could go up to $250 million. And so it's really real. This company is fraudulent, and it's amazing what they've gotten away with. And the DA, he's new. He's just only been in office for the last couple of months, and there's a real shift in power. We have what we call here the good old boy network that is really, it's like the government, local government, and, federal government too, and Pacific Lumber, Maxam, have been in collusion with each other for years, obviously, for them to get away with this. You know, no one else can cause, you know, 300 violations. I mean, here in California, we have this three strikes law. You know, if that applied to Pacific Lumber, we wouldn't have these problems anymore.